Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand quiet. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, my name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Exposing the Lies out of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints Church. This is part 15, but we made a little slight detour because of so many statements based upon this February month, and they got it dedicated as like Black History Month, and they got a lot of big dignitaries talks about the 400 years that we've been over since 1619, 400 years. But there's so much information that then another big ministry said that, you know, we invite you to come to our church. And we know we wrong on a lot of points, but we always got, we open for suggestions into helping to help our people. And that's a good thing, too. So what we're going to do, we're going to try to touch on a little bit based upon 400 years, slavery, and some things. But we just seen our elder a minute ago, but I don't see the elder right now. So I just want to pause for a minute to those that come on the stage, be ready to go. So we're going to pause for a minute and see who coming on stage for a nice episode, although the deck is stacked on the international side. So until we get, take a look at this right here, what we do, we'll play a little, until we see our elder, until the young lions and the mothers come on the broadcast, what we do, we just, wait a minute, because we know Sister BSJ Israel, she said, I ain't ready yet to crank my microphone down, so I need some more understanding. Okay, then I'm going to holler in that microphone real good, too. Okay, that's good. That was all about getting where you've been in at and hollering that microphone. Now, we was getting ready to play some music and wait and see who's coming on stage, and here come the young lion. So the young lion woke up out of his den, so I guess we can get something going on. So I guess we can get something going on with the young lion. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, young lion, Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of camp on Yahuwah be with you there, see you right here.
Yahuwah bless you there, Israel. Oh, see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, young lad. Well, I see you ready to go. And our elder came back again, so let's see if we bring our elder in. Then we see if we get something going on. And we did hear the broadcast yesterday on Pal Talk when the young lions and the elders done some pretty good power teaching. Make the seer very happy. Remember, every Tuesday between 8 o'clock until they decide to get off that microphone, if we Young Lions, and if you got something to say, Elder gonna show you exactly how to get into. He's gonna tell you how to get into Pal Talk on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So he'll tell you it all. So we got our Elder now, so we're gonna bring it back in. So when you meet the Elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Israel, Yahweh be there, see you right."
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and see you well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Elder, we see you. We see you moving all around. I see you getting Pal Talk all ready to go. And get ready. Hollering the microphone. Here. One thing about it. See, much is given, much is required, and that's a great thing. So we see you prepared to do your part, and that's what it's all about. So, Elder, what you gonna tell this national audience on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, and more to come? So take your time, Elder, while we try to tip on some of this hot tea and get ourselves prepared for K-15. You're on the clock tomorrow.
Oh, once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as you always hear me consistently say, it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And you know, that's always a good thing, because we always have something to say about the word and where you should be in this world. I was talking to a few of the Latter-day Saints recently, and these guys are pretty acceptable to the word of Yahweh is what I'm beginning to see, is because they're on a learning stage themselves. You know, it's bad to say that you're teaching and you're not aware of all that what you're teaching is not right. So you have to think, by not knowing if you're teaching properly, are you wrong? Well, you'll probably find that out a little bit later in this lesson. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bumper drums for supposedly righteous learning. I'm here to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Learning how to connect the books, your health, and many other things about the Bible that you find out about attending the Voices of the True Israelites, Bible Yadah. And you can attend our class from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, we do have not a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is actually Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. You can use this by opening up any search engine and right on the search line, type tribeyada.com. And after clicking it, you're going to see a big line. Right under that line, you're going to see tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking it, you'll still see choices. You'll choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us to use the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O you friends of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts." Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures we read in the Book of Hebrews, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the Book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahweh. Also for building a school. which I've convinced myself after talking to a lot of people, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of in this program. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That's there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's the feature that's available during our live broadcast time. And to get there, just enter three words, Yahwa, Radio, Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Cry of Yahwa. And click that red live button as soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that those listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or those related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahwa in mind. The first is our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with six Atlantic camps at Yahwah's network. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging click followed by a call tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive a comment. Now, on another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here. Email, phone, or text before the broadcast or afterwards. You might imagine he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, if you are station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen during our broadcast. But even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging doubt. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can catch the entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahwa Radio Live. And after clicking, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Choose that program that you will like logging into, or you look down the list, choose any particular days that you would like to listen. Now, one note that we mentioned earlier, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Cal Talk. Can be logged in by your phone or your tablet or computer. Just download the PalTalk app. You will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants. The Yahwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. While my narrative answer those on the table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Tibbs Israel, along with the Seer Israel, writing and shot. And during this time, no comments will be taken on topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the broad talk ends before teaching time. Not to worry. The teaching will continue on Crack Talk. Now, I'll be with you all. But one important note to remember before we go. When we're given the scriptures to speak by the Seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahwah are always flow smooth. Remember, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners who came to hear the righteous words of Yahwah and not that of confusion. So we can start to listen to some of those words. We will pass our program back over to our seer as well and say, Hallelujah, Yahwah.
Lee Comyn's book, The Missing Link, Volume 4, The Negro Question, Part 4, The Missing Link by Lee Comyn. We want to know do you have that book there, Elder? Because we don't have to, we're going to shoot this lesson on the fly, on the run, so.
Not currently at my fingertips. Not currently at my fingertips, but I do remember reading through it, the Negro Question, and it is quite an interesting book to have, which I don't have at my fingertips right now.
Well, see, one thing about it, like you said, it's all about connecting the books, and that's the point. See, you got to know how to connect the books. You can have a lot of tools. You have a big toolbox of mechanic tools, but you don't know what to do with them. You've got a bunch of mechanic tools. So it's all about connecting these books. And since the Christians, churches, you know, they have allowed you what you call Black History Month, and we played a message 3 days ago, and the big dignitary, we're not going to call him out, but he left a lot of things on the table. He said, we've been over here for 400 years, and we should not black life, white life, all types of life matters. So he had a lot of statements, 400 years, but here's the point. Then he also said he had a platform that those that want to come and help, we always open to hear some things. So we took it in the last lesson, 3-4 lessons back. So we're not going to touch on that. We're just going to shoot a lesson on the run, on the fly. We're going to do this on the run. But this volume 4 book will help me out. So down the line, we don't know one thing. Have you located your volume 4 of Lee Commons? Have you located your book there, Young Lion there? Come on, Young Lion.
Hallelujah. Well, yeah, I located Sid's where.
Okay, good. All right, good. So tell the national audience where we at and what's going on and who's carrying the broadcast, and we're going to bring the mother in. And we're gonna investigate a few things. We're gonna try to tie it in. Hopefully that the big dignitaries of the Christian churches will take heed to take 15, because we're gonna shoot it on the run as the Spirit takes care of his business, showing you that the only way you gonna help these people, you don't have to tell the people exactly where they fell from, who they really are, and that's one price we know so far they're not going to pay. But once you tell the people who they really are and their responsibility, they won't keep on making the same mistakes. At least some of them won't. To about out. So who all carry this broadcast tonight there, Young Lion? Let's talk about it. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. We are broadcasting on Pal Talk. We're broadcasting on Blog Talk. We're also broadcasting on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe YHDH. We're broadcasting on YouTube at BOTTY Tribe YHDH. We also are broadcasting on Facebook. You can catch us on Facebook at BOTTY. Get your pen and pad. Write down the notes, because all of the lessons from tonight's episode is going to be on now in a week that has passed by. Anytime on YouTube and on Facebook. You catch us live on Blog Talk and Power Talk.
Okay. That's really nice. So, see, one thing, you got some pastors genuine, and Mr. Tills, Israel, what do 1 Timothy 1:13 say before we bring the mother in? See, you got some we don't know. That's why we have to make sure we on point according to Scripture. So you might have some 1 Timothy, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Israel. You might have some 1 Timothy 1:13. What that say?
In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 13 says, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief?"
He said he was a persecutor. He said he done a lot of things because he thought he was doing right. And that's the same thing going today. You got a lot of peoples that really think they're doing right, and they just wrong is putting on a baby shoe and you wearing a size 14 shoe. That's how wrong you are. But a lot of it's not going to come clean. They will try to put their foot in a baby shoe. Knowing you wearing them 14 is not going to work, but you still going to try to make it work, and you can continue to do so. So that's one you got to watch. When you show the ones that what this book is saying, and they study got speech arguments coming back, then you just about understand that they're not going to make that confession. 1 Timothy 1:13, and ignorance we did it. We was a blasphemer. We thought we were doing right. We was a persecutor. We thought we were doing right, but you was wrong. And see, that's the point that we're going to have to bring out on the run in this lesson. We're just going to do it on the run after we bring Mother E in. Then we're going to bring Mother in, one of the mothers out of Cap 1. And Mother E always lead by example, and that's what it's all about, see. You got to lead just by example. And Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel, they lead by example, and that's a great thing. So Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, that's why I be there, see, right?
Yeah, God bless you, see, Israel, see, Roy. Hallelujah, God.
All right, hallelujah, God, that's Mother. And we know Mother Z going to be on a little bit later. She going to give you her commentary or give you whatever the Almighty gives to her, he'll give you at a time appointed. So that's a great thing. But it's more messages on this machine that I just want to play a little bit of on the run, and then we're going to see if we examine some things. See, you got to be able to say, well, I thought I was taught right, and I was not, like Paul did. Paul spoke all the 3 major languages. He thought he was doing right, and he found out he wasn't. So we want to play something that a message was left, and we're going to try to get into this message that's left, but we still want to focus in on the big dignitaries on this 400 years. You got to understand this 400 years, and you always point toward West Coast of Africa. We want to break out some things shortly about, you always look at 1619, that the children of Israel were the blacks, you would say. You're never going to say, the Christian church would never say, the children of Israel is the one that came off the West Coast. They'll never say that. They'll say the black. They'll say the Negroes. Watch the speech. Watch what you don't hear them say. The one that say they might want some help. They'll never say by genealogy who came off that West Coast. The handful that came off. They'll never tell you the name. They'll tell you African Americans, Negroes. They'll tell you everything but what the Bible are saying. And them the ones you got to watch, because they're very dangerous. They already hurt themselves, but they'll hurt you too. Keep that in your mind. So I'm going to play something and listen to this. Then we're going to see if we take a look at some scriptures and Lee Common's book, on some history. Let's play this and see what how much we want to play of it to get started in Trace this King.
Over 400 years, 12 million Africans were put on ships bound for the Caribbean and the Americas. Most of those transported were men. Experiences rage. How the Catholic Church dominated them, brainwashed them in a way to believe that they alone could save them, and yet they were tricked, I feel, into believing that this was their way to God, to heaven. There have been many moments where I felt a bit of a sucker punch when people have those views about Africans, that they deserve it. It's a part of our current political climate, the rhetoric. What gives those people right to make those kind of statements about other human beings? That mentality is one that causes me anger because we still see it evident in today's society. That enrages me. River, from that position, and to imagine how this process happened. They were baptized under this large cross. They were branded. They were bound. They had to walk down this pathway that would change their lives forever. This is the pathway that my ancestors walked. They walked this path to a new destiny that they had no idea about. Under the influences of the Christian church, that they were a part of the good kingdom, and yet they were walking to a place of hell. And that is so conflicting as I think about Isabel and Anthony taking this land's journey of freedom in this homeland, that they get to walk this land. This is the last pathway.
One thing about it, if you know you got a toolbox, what they call it, a platform. And you got two, but you can't fix the car. But you got a toolbox. Don't you know you ought to pass it on to somebody that can take your tools and fix what needs to be fixed? But what you would do, you would not do that. You got the platform, and you would not tell the people the truth, who they really are, but you want them to talk about it, and you want to bring everybody in at the same time. Can't everybody get in at the same time? There got to be an order about the thing. Matter of fact, let's read that. Let's read that real quick. Young Lion, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's read that. You cannot get in. You just can't. You know, we had a lot of brothers in the ministry, and we were trying to be teachers, but they, knowing that they're going to have some dislike, I don't want to be a teacher. Well, you were chose to be in this position. Dislike comes with the territory. And see, when you back away from Yahuwah's business, don't you will not have a success story. So those that have backed away from Yahuwah's word and not moving forward, you catch any of them that was once any member of the Sixth Anointed Camp, and you ask them what's going on after they done backed away from the ministry, and they will have no success story to tell you because they'll be disembobulated because the Bible is right. You can't run from this thing. You got to run to this thing. And you got to treat this like it's your last. Every time you go on the network or whatever, you teach your way, you got to give it all you got because it can't be your last. So keep that part in your mind because, you know, you look forward for the Black History Month, but you don't tell nothing but the same old watered-down soup. You out of order everywhere. A Christian is dishonest. The young lady just told you we was tricked by being a Christian in the Catholic Church. We was tricked. We were tricked up under the cross. All that ain't nothing but a trick. Christian, Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, that ain't nothing but a trick for the people of the book. Keep telling your mind, watch me unfold it. We can talk this way, and we gonna back up and prove it. Watch this shortly. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Excellent. And the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, We said something about the young lion, but the elder said, let me take care of that, Seer. Let me take care of that, second Ezra chapter 7. Let me take care of it. So what we'll do, elder, come on. Come on, elder. Let's come on in that second Ezra chapter 7, but pick it up a little bit earlier than that and just walk it down. Pick up at verse number 1, elder. Since you all good, elder, and that's what it's all about, the elder's soul take the lead. So we'll back up and let old Elder bring out that second Elder. See, listen, you cannot get into this word of Yahuwah, and you always trying to be apologizing, apologetics and stuff. You got to call it the way it is. And the way it is, you're getting ready to read. Like the big dignitary said in one of the texts earlier, black life matter, white life matter, red, green, purple, whatever, all everything matters. But you forgot about the order of things, Mr. Big Dignitary, with the great big church that hold over 5,000 and plus members. We ain't gonna call you out. But at the same token, you got to make adjustment on how to help the people unless you want to continue to bulldog your people. It's up to you. So we will just bring it out. So, Elder, pick it up at 7 verse 1 there, Elder, Mr. Tibb. So let's read a little bit. As a matter of fact, let's read 1 through 21. Take your time there, Elder. You on the clock, you open the door for the Elder, so bring it on out. Come on.
Okay, 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 1 through 21. So it looks like we have to do a little bit of reading to bring it up. Second Esther chapter 7, starting at verse 1, says, "And when I was made an end of speak of these words, there was sent unto me the minister spirit which I had been sent unto me on the night afore. 2. And he said unto me, Up, Esther, and hear the words that I'm going to come and tell thee. 3. And I said, Speak on, my Yahweh. Then he said unto me, The sea is set in a wide place, that it might be deep and great. 4. But the case of the entrance were narrow and like a river. 5. Who then could go into the sea to look upon it and to rule it? And if he went not through the narrow, but how could he come into the broad? 6. There is also another thing. A city built is set up on a broad field, and is full of all good things. 7. The entrance, therefore, is narrow, and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there were fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8. And only one place between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small there can only be but one man go there at once. 9. If this city were now given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before him, how shall he receive this inheritance? And I said, It is so, Yahweh. Then said he unto me, Even so also is Israel a portion, a rest. Because for their sake I made the world, and when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. 12. Then were the entrance of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail, but they were few and evil and full of frills and very painful. 13. For the entrance of the elders' world were wide and sure and brought immortal fruit. 14. If they were that wise labor not to enter these straight and vain things, they can never receive those that were laid up for them. 15. Now therefore, why distress thyself, and seeing thou art but a corruptible man, and why thou art moved whereat thou but not mortal, but art but mortal. 16. Why hast thou not considered in thy mind this thing that is to come, rather than that which is present? 17. Then I answered and said, O Yahweh, that beastest rule, O thou ordained by thy law for instructors, that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the unyahweh shall perish. 18. Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things, and hope for the wise that they have done wicked, have suffered sweet things, and yet shall not see the wise. 19. And he said unto me, There is no judge above Yahweh, and none that has understanding above the highest. 20. For there may be that perish in this life, because 20. For there be many that perish life, because they despise the law or instructions of Yahweh that is set forth before them. 21. For Yahweh has given straight commandments or instructions to such as came, that they should to do, to live, even as they came, what they should do to observe, to avoid punishment.
That was Ishmael, a reverse 18 and 20 again, Elder. And if you want to make a comment on it, or whatever you want to make a comment on it, but read verse 18 and 20 one more time.
18 and 20. 18 says, Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things, and hope for why, for that they have done wickedly, have suffered the straight things, and yet shall not see the wise. 20. For there may be that perish in this life,
For many that perish in this life because they despise the law or the Torah instructions of the Yahuwah that is set before them.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elder, take a look at that verse 20 and break that verse down. That's very important. That verse 20. And let's see if we take a look at that verse 20. And young line, be ready to kind of get up in there, mother. Be ready to get up in there. We're going to look at this verse 20 real carefully. What is he saying in his verse 20? Verse 20 got a profound statement in that verse 20, Elder. So we want to hear what that verse 20 is talking about. Come on.
Well, reading verse 20 again, so there may be many that perish in this life because they have despised the law of Yahuwah that is set before them. Well, you get a lot of people.
And verse 18.
Let's see.
Read verse 18.
Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for why that they have done wickedly, have suffered straight things that they shall not see the wise.
Now, that big talker there. Now I want to deal with that verse 18 before you deal with verse 20. You got the first shot at verse 18 there, Elder. Then the young lion, the Mosey up there in the background. So take a shot at that verse 18.
Well, you get a lot of people, even myself, you always try to do the right thing. And you have to suffer for it. But there is a verse that says that you should be blessed for the suffering, those that do right. You know, and you hope that things will go right later. But, you know, you do right and you seem like you're punished for it, but you're actually not. Because things will come to you later.
Okay. Yeah, that's you can work with that. But I need a little bit more on verse 18. Who wants to take a... young line, mother dear, mother, young, take a shot at that verse 18. I need a little bit more out of verse 18. Now, that verse 18 is very powerful. So I need a little bit more out of verse 18. Now, you taking notes there, Sister B, F, J, Israel, you taking notes? It's very important to understand. Remember we read in that 1 Timothy 1:13. We read something that Paul said, but Paul made the adjustment. But this verse 18 is talking some good talk, and I want to get the number one ounce out of verse 18. Take a shot at it, young lion. Take a shot at it, mother. Take a shot at it. I'm standing by.
Okay. I take a shot at it. As I was reading it, I noticed that Ezra the Seer was letting it be known that the righteous is going to be suffering for some straight things, but hoping for the wise. But he also let you know about, he's saying that the righteous is going to do some suffering. He'll go through some things serving Yahuwah. But also he let you know that even he's saying the wicked, they have suffered straight things, and yet should not see the wise. He's letting us know that we're going to suffer for Yahuwah. But then the wicked, they're not going to be doing no suffering from Yahuwah, so they're not going to see the wide way.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, mother. What you think about that verse there, mother? Now that's a good answer, too. But I still need a little bit more. Take a shot at that, mother. Hey, mother.
Hey.
Hey, Israel. You want to take a shot at it?
Okay. I don't know, but it said the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for the wise. For they that have done wicked have suffered the straight things. Have suffered the straight thing, and yet shall not see the wise. Yeah. Brother McCarty broke it down, and as I see it.
Okay, so So you go with what Brother Micaiah said. You are, like I said, you are sacking his emotion, right?
Right.
Now read that verse again and let those seal get in on it. Now read again, Mother. Hey, Mother, read that verse again. Now, the seal gonna take him a little shot at that verse. Read that verse again, and what where it comes from again? Second.
Second is
17.
Second is chapter 7, verse 18. Nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer great things and hope for God, for they that have done wicked have suffered the great things and yet shall not see the wise.
Hey, that's a, now what is it saying? See, now what is, remember this is the angel, the Holy Ghost talking to the seer. He said, now the righteous, they gonna suffer straight things and they hope for the wise. What do you mean by that? Come on there, help me out there, young lion. Give me one verse number. What are you talking about? See, so you said the righteous, they hoping for the wise. What wise? What are you talking about? Let's see if we put a precept and find out what wise are they, the righteous, is hoping for. Let's look at Acts 1:6.
All right. We're going over to the book of Acts. Let's pick it up at chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse number 6. The book of Acts, chapter 1. Verse number 6, verse 6 reads, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahuwah, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Mm-hmm. So what is the righteous is hoping for, according to 1 verse 6?
The kingdom of Israel, restoring again
kingdom.
The kingdom to Israel.
So what the wise is, the righteous is hoping for is the kingdom. Now back up to Mark 1:15. See, 1:15. Let's see what it says. 1:15. Take notes. 1:15.
Okay, going over to the book of Mark, chapter 1. Let's pick it up at verse number 15. The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15 reads, and saying, time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahuwah is at hand. Repent you, and believe the covenant.
So he letting you know, you got to hold on, but you're going to suffer many things. But what is your primary goal is to get to the kingdom. So the righteous got to keep focus on the wise. He said the righteous are going to get there, but they got to hold on. Now go to 28th chapter and pick up verse number 31 of Acts. See, this, remember, the precept where you get your understanding from. You must be able to precept your Bible to get to understand what he's saying. So the righteous, what they're looking for is to one day be in the kingdom. That's what they, and Yahuwah told them, repent. Because the kingdom is at hand. And the righteous going to get to the kingdom, but you got to make sure you're righteous. That's why Paul in 1:13, once he found out he was wrong, he says, by the mercy of our mighty ones, I've done it in ignorance. I was everything, but once the light was turned on, I made the judgment. And this is what these Christian pastors would now do. They will not make the justice. They will never tell the people on the so-called Black History Month that the people that went into in that little small area was the children of the book, the children of Israel. Because I can say you've been misinforming your teaching, or I can say it's the 501c3, I can say many things. But one thing I do know, I don't care how big your mega church is, you never tell the people, you never told the people exactly Black History Month means the children of the book, which is you. You didn't tell them that. You told them that they was in captivity 400 years, you're 400 years old. That is totally wrong. We just found out by listening to a message that we're going to take a look at some more, that you don't know where you really came from. How do you expect somebody that governs over you going to tell you where you came from? Do you know that you was already here? Do you know what's written in 24 AL, Mr. Till? Do you know what's written in Genesis 24:60? What is written AL, Mr. Till? Look at Genesis 24:60. Do you know about yourself? Genesis 24:60, what it say? We're gonna shoot this right off the spirit of Yahweh. Do you know that 24:60 is in the Bible? Why you don't ever read this verse? What it say, AL?
Genesis 24:60 says, and they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
Now, the prophecy was told to Rebekah, and Rebekah was married to Isaac, that your descendants going to be how many elder, approximately how many?
Thousands of millions.
And I don't care how they work their mouth in the slave trade, whatever. Have you noticed the best they ever came up with is 12 million. Now, how many millions is 12 million compared to 1,000 million elders? See, that is not even 1%. That's 1%. All you hear about 12 to 15 million Africans was taken from the west coast of Africa, and so many died and so many made it. But the best you ever come up with is 12 to 15 million. But the prophecy of the Bible is a people, we ain't put a name on it yet. They're going to be how many elders? According to 24:60. How many elders?
Thousands of millions.
So where is the rest of the people that then, Mr. Preacher? Mr. Teachers of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Where the rest of them at? See? That's why we got to come, but we got to make sure we correct in the precept of the Bible to break the thing down, to silence, take your position, and Yahweh will bless the one that do it according to the precepts. Now, you're to back up to the first chapter of Deuteronomy. So we ain't got no name on these thousands of millions. See, Rebecca, out of her, and Isaac, Lawrence going to come 1,000 million. See, remember, Rebecca and Isaac, this is telling them, not talking to Jacob with Esau and Jacob. He's saying that out of Isaac, Ishmael, let you know out of Isaac this going to happen. This coming out of Isaac, and Isaac is the one produced Jacob and Esau. And he passed it on to Jacob, whose name was changed in Israel. This is the lineage he's talking about. That's going to be how many millions again, elders?
Thousands of millions.
Now we're going to put a name on who is to be 1,000 million. We're going to Romans 1:1, elders. Romans 1:1. And then we're gonna skip down to verse number 8. Now, I need verse 7 to get warmed up with verse 7. Some in verse 7, they're going to tell you something about your land, what you got coming. Do you even know what you got coming? Why you only talk about the West Coast, the West Coast? Why don't you ever talk about what we read in verse 7? See, we watch a bunch of you preachers. You get your tithes, your free will off, and your donation. But your people is as dumb as all outdoors in the word of the Bible. Huh? Then you always try to defend the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints. They ain't going to teach you nothing. We're going to teach you and show you what the Bible says. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and skip down to verse number, pick up at verse number 5 down to verse number 7 there. Deuteronomy chapter 1. And then take it down to verse 5, down to verse 7. Let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
Deuteronomy is reading chapter 1 through 5, and then verse 7. Verse 1 says,
five,
the word, Moses.
Yeah.
5, 6, and 7. Okay.
Then young lion, pick up at verse number 8 down to verse number 13. Let's see what it says, Elder. Deuteronomy chapter 1:1, then 5 down to verse 7. Come on.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7 after that. Verse 1 says, these are the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran, Sopel, and Laban, and Hazor, and Beth-Haver. 2, there are only 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh-Barnea. 3, and it came to pass in the 14th year, and the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel, according unto all that the Yahweh had given him in the commandments, Torah instructions unto them. 4, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Hesron, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt in Astoria and Adriel. 5, on this side of Jordan, the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, 6, the Yahweh our Yahweh spake unto us in Horeb, saying, we have dwelt long enough in this mount. 7, turn you and take your journey, and go unto the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places in the high thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vales, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, and unto the great river of the Ephrates.
He prayed. Now you see, now look what he said.
He prayed.
So now look what Moses, look what the Almighty told Moses to tell Aaron and his sons about your geographic location of your land. We found out our land according to what is already prophesied, that your land going to be in the south of the sea, your land of the land of the Canaan, it's going up to Lebanon, and it goes all the way up to the great river Euphrates. That great river Euphrates is what separates, what it separates again, that great river Euphrates from the east coming over, and the water is drying up right now. Do you know the children of Israel land went all the way up to the Euphrates? So you talked about the west coast of Africa. You never talked about their land goes up to the coast of Euphrates. That Euphrates River, you look on them, and that's what the kings, he's going to drive them, let the kings of the east cross over the Euphrates and do some damage, but that's, we not getting on that. But you, all you talks about is these peoples, is African peoples. Never tell of these people. You never, in all your Black History Month, You never tell the peoples that they are the children of Israel with all these pagan names up under them, and they is prophesied to be 1,000,000,000 of the children of Israel. And here is their land. But now you can go on and go a little further with it, Brother Micaiah, in verse 8 down to verse number. Well, we don't need all that. Let's take it down to verse number 11. Young line, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 1, 8 down to verse 11. Listen to this. What do you say?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8 down to verse number 11. Verse 8 reads, "Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Yahuwah swear unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them." Verse 9, "And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Verse, Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, have multiplied you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for a multitude." Verse number 11. Yahuwah of your father, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
Now why you Christian pastors can't tell them that? I mean, can you just go drink some water and let somebody read that to them? Huh? Why you can't tell them and get away from calling them African-American Negroes and Blacks? Why you can't call them verse number 8? Why you cannot read verse 8 to your congregation? What it say in verse 8?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8 reads, "Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahuwah swear unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them."
The land belongs to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and to their seed after them. Did you hear nothing about Ishmael? You didn't hear nothing about Esau? Translated today as the white man and white woman. So here, this was the land, all this geographic. Now you go in your, like you do zoom, what you call, and zero in on that land, and you see all that land is given to the children of Israel from Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and his seed. His seed got a birth certificate. Young line, they got a birth certificate on his seed. And we're going to find out if they're called Black, African-American, Negro, color, and they got a birth certificate. Exodus chapter 1, 1 down in verse 7. Watch their birth certificate. This was given to them, and it was prophesied that they're going to be according to a mother Eve. Read me verse 11 while young lion going to get Exodus 1 through 6. Read verse 11, mother. 1. Deuteronomy
1, 11.
Read 1,
11.
Come
on. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. Yahuwah of your father, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
So, you see, this is a promise to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So, you pastors of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, you are disgraced. You won't read no Bible to them. You won't read no Bible, and you will say Black lives matter, white lives matter, every life matter. Why don't you just read the Bible? Huh? Read the Bible. This prophecy is for the children of Israel, and the children of Israel have the name. And let's see if they call any time Black, American, Negro, and color, Hebrew, any of that. Let's see what their name is and what is their name on their birth certificate in Exodus chapter 1, 1 down to verse 6. What their name, young lion, Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 6. Verse 1 reads, "Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt every man in his household came with Israel. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yadadu. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 men, for Joseph was in Egypt already. 6, and Joseph died, and his brother, and all their generation. Verse 7, and the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them.
And the land was filled with them. And Mother E, they held to have me, Jeremiah 13, and we're going to read, we're going to pick up verse 1, and we're going to read down to verse number 8. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Israel. But Mother, what do we say that we can read? What verse I just called out? I just called the verse out. What verse was that?
Jeremiah. You just give Jeremiah 13, 1 to 8. That's all right here.
Yeah, I gave that to the elder, Mr. Tibbs, but I did call out.
You call my name, but you never
Genesis
get a verse.
Genesis 49, 28. Let's talk about the 12 names. Genesis 49, 28. What about these 12 names?
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father speaks unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing. He blessed them.
Now who is the all these? Now, let's see, can we expand our level up? So who is this all, a young lion or elder? Now, who is these, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. Who is the all these according to Genesis 24:60? So who is the all these? Huh? Who are the all these is?
Israel.
Who is the all these according to 24 verse 60 of Genesis? Who is the all these? According to Genesis 24 verse 60, who is the all these?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Tribes of Israel.
According to Genesis 24 verse 60, who is the all these according to
24 verse 60?
Thousand of men. So all you're talking about is 12 million people that went into slavery. All these are thousands of men. The children of Israel is not a minority nowhere. They are thousands of men. See? So when you put in the children of Israel, you're talking thousands of millions. Thousands of millions. And when Christopher Columbus got over here, he seen millions of people in every part of the land. Millions. Northern came in 7 AD. The rest of the children of Israel came over here. Are you talking about 12 or 15 million? Children of Israel, thousands of millions. What about them? See, that's why I say you question, you're dishonest, and you don't want the truth for whatever means, and you're not telling the truth. But we're going to tell the truth. If you're going to teach the history month, which is every day, anytime you touch the Bible, you in the month, you in the children of Israel history, because this Bible is about Israel, to Israel, for Israel. When you read this Bible, and none of you Christian pastors from the Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, Catholic Church, will never tell the people who they are. You ain't no black, African-American, Negro color at any kind. You what the people of the Bible say you are. And if you ever come clean with that, then you will see a change coming. Y'all going to have an intervene with this mindset you teaching these people. The wrong day, wrong name. Tell them about that. Ain't tell them they nationality. Ain't tell them they who they really are. You got them all, got them only coming from the West Coast, which you call Africa. And we just got through reading now. We just got through reading. Even from the tape that there was another, and we're going to find out who these people were right here. We're going to find a lot of things in this tape and tomorrow night's tape. That you got to have this information, and you got to stop being dishonest to your people if you mean them any kind of good. Stop being so dishonest. You mean you don't know? Get the information. The Six Anointed can't be available for you, but you got to do right. You hear me say the right? The right is going to get, what's that verse? Read again, young line, verse 18 again. Chapter 18, what the righteous going to get again? According to 2 Ezra, 7:18, what the righteous going to get?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 18. Verse 18 reads, nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for a while.
Now what is the why? Hope for the kingdom. He said, so you can insert that in there if you know how to get to it, and hope for the kingdom. So the why is the kingdom. Keep reading a little bit more on that verse 18. What else?
For they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight, and yet shall not see the wise, the kingdom.
So you see, when you teach about this life matter and that life matter, do you understand all righteous ain't going to get to the kingdom? See, if you're wicked, you're not getting to the kingdom. And when you're wicked, you won't tell the people who they are. You won't tell them nothing about themselves. You tell them you're just as good as they. No. You're not just as good as they. According to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, hey, Mother E, according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, that's the biggest lie I ever told. You keep on making statements that the Bible don't support. 28, verse 1, I tell you your position. What it says, hey, Mother E, what it says we can read in Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 1 and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Now look what the man said. So did he put you in a position, Malcolm, that black lives matter, white lives matter, we got to work harder? We was told our position if we do right. Now, according to the 28th chapter, Malcolm, if we do righteous and we're going to suffer straight things to get to the wise, that we heard. But if we do right, what is our position if we do right, Mother? Let's see, according to that, look at that 1 and 2, and just tell Hosea and the national audience, if the children of Israel do right, what is their position according to all the nations on the planet?
The inherited kingdom. I said the kingdom. Inherit.
Come on, y'all. Bring it out, y'all.
He said you'll be. He said he will set you on high above all nations of the earth.
Excellent. above your position. If you do right, you above all nations on the earth.
Okay.
It ain't, you don't take a back seat to anybody. If you do right according to the Almighty, your position is to be above all the nations on the earth. This is where you're supposed to be teaching, Mr. Christian Pastor. The children of Israel, if they do right, their position in the sight of the Almighty is to be above all nations on the earth. I hear you, WCC. Well, still, we got to have a precept on that.
Well, is there no problem?
So, Mother E, let's go to Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. We're going to Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and 7. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and 7. When it asks for precept, give them the precept. Because that shit everything down when you precept your Bible. If you don't precept your Bible, everybody's going to have a say-so. But when you make them precept their Bible, they all say finish. Your position, the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, is to be above all the nations on the face of the earth. Now, we'll get a precept on it with Mother Reed, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 6 and 7. What does it say, Mother?
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 6, for thou art a righteous people unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, your Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 7, the Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more number than any people, for you were the truest of all people.
Right, but you was the last nation. Read verse 8, Mother. Read verse 8, Mother.
Verse 8. But because the Yahweh loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn unto your father, that Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
You see that? So you see what you're supposed to be trying. If you got the platform and you got the audience over there, 5,000 members strong, big dignitary, you're 5,000 members strong. Then why don't you show them kind of the stuff in the Bible? Show them that you was the one in Egypt. You was up out of captivity. He brought you out and gave you your position. Huh? He said, now if you do this position, what I tell you to do, you'll be above all nations. Then the seer will have no problem putting the 26:15 on your brother Micaiah. Coming to you in the middle in that 13th chapter, 1 down to verse number 8 through 11. 1, 8 through 11. We'll get it all in a minute. But the seer can only do so much. And that's why he got to watch the six anointed camps and see, listen, you got to precept your Bible to get the understanding. You can't break the rules and think you're going to help somebody. You got to do it the way Yahweh, and he'll intervene with you. Once you precept your Bible, it tells the story. They shut down all the other nations on your position with him. But if you don't precept your Bible, you give them chance to breathe. You got to cut their breath out when this book is open. Man, now once you do right, then Moses' leadership have an opportunity to step in and talk some good talk with you. And the 26th chapter there, Brother Micaiah, we're going to look at verse number 15. Let's see what we can get in Deuteronomy 26, verse 15. Let's see if we hear something. See, now you got to unlock those seers' hands for this can come to pass, but you got to unlock his hand. 26, pick up verse 15, take it down to the bottom. Listen good. Young Lion, bring it out. Grand style, come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 15, down to the end. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 15, read. Look down from your righteous habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, in the land which you have given us, as you swear unto our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. Verse 16. This day, the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, have commanded you to do your law and judgment. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your mind and with all your soul. Verse 17. You have avouched the Yahuwah this day to be your Yahuwah, and to walk in his way, and to keep his law in his laws and his judgment, and to hearken unto his voice. Verse 18. And the Yahuwah have avouched you this day to be a to be his special people, as he have promised you, and that you should keep all this law, all his law. Verse 19. And to make you high above all nations, which he have made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that you may be a righteous people unto the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, as he has spoken.
Now you hear that? Now, why can't you have one of your Christian readers just read the verse to the people that's talking about some Black History Month? You hear the man just say it? He says to the children of Israel, if you do right and your position was told again, read again the verse, the last two verses again, that young line. You see, it'll get happy when you do right. See, if you do right, we can show you how to get out of this thing. The seal of prayer can't get past his ankle because you won't do right. You got to first do right. You got to recognize that you listen, Mr. Priest. I'm not African American, Negro, color, or coon at no time. Why don't you teach we the children of Israel? And the word church means the whole congregation of the children of Israel up under the blessing. Why don't you teach that? You still gonna get your money? You won't tell them nothing. So you take the same old water soup up and give them the same Black History Month on a little sharp piece of the land of Shem and say you coming out of the west coast of the land of Shem, which you call the west coast of Africa, and all you can come up with 12 million went into slavery. What is 12 million to 1,000 million? What happened to the other? What, 12 million, 1,000 million? That's 12 million off of 100,000 million. Where are the rest of the people's at? What is it? That don't work. It's not going to work. And we're going to expose all you pastors that try to, no, we ain't calling no Black History Month, because the bottom line is we watch and see who else going to do something, but you're not teaching the people's right. Show them the Bible. Take 15 and just play it and just walk away and watch the people spring up. That's all you got to do. Well, understand that. Then there are people at the ones that over there been talking at, give you them 501c3s, and then you see the Catholic Church for what it really was, and you see the Latter-day Saints for what it really was, once you understand who you are. Hmm? And your position to be what? And the last two verses again, Young Lion, what the last two verses say, your position in the Bible is to be what?
The book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 26, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18 reads, and the Yahuwah hath avouched you this day to be his special people, as he hath promised you, and that you should keep all his laws. Verse 19. And to make you high above all nations, which he hath made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that you may be on. And that you may be a righteous people unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, as he hath spoken.
Wait a minute. What kind of people, again, young man?
A righteous people.
All right, good. Good. Now come back to 2 Ezra 7:18 again. Now you see who we telling that you might, if you keep the law, statutes and commandments, you will be a righteous people to the four-letter man, right? Now come back here again, and let's see if we get a little bit more out of this reader before we bring our elder in. Come back again to 2 Ezra 7:18. So we can put the blank, we can blank in on the righteous people. What? We should be able to fill the blank in, and we're getting ready to read the 7:18. So you can insert it in there right here. When it comes down to the righteous people, you can insert a name in there now. Is you going to precept your Bible? Then you can insert a name in there. You can open the eyebrows up and eyes open by inserting a name when he says, you're going to suffer. What did he say? I ain't good at it anyway. So read verse 18. 7:18. Okay. What did he say again?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 18. Verse 18 reads, nevertheless, the righteous, the children of Israel, shall suffer straight things in hope for why? For they that have done
wickedly have suffered. Stop it there. So the righteous is the 12 tribes of Israel. All the congregation of the 12 tribes of Israel, that's the righteous. He said, you're going to suffer. And all you know about is slavery history. Ain't you suffering today? When you read the chapter of Deuteronomy, it ain't talking about you, children of Israel. So you suffering right now. But it's talking about one people that's going to suffer, the children of Israel. You suffering right now. So you got to suffer. And I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Hey, Mother E, tell me out in 4 verse 10 of the first book of Micah. It's a precept there, Mother. At Micah 4, verse 10, then you have to say, oh, let's put a precept to that. But he's going to tell you something in the book of Micah, Mother. He's going to tell you something. When you precept your Bible, remember, it's nothing but smooth sailing when you precept your Bible. Now, let's read 4, verse 10 there, Mother. What does it say in 4, verse 10?
The book of Micah. Chapter 4, verse 10. Being in pain and labor. Book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 10. Being in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Jacob, like a woman in travail. For now shall thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field. And thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Yahweh shall redeem thee from the hand of thy enemy.
That big talk. He said, you're going to Babylon, and that Babylon is not to your left. That Babylon to your right. Babylon is confusion and everything else. He's talking about to your right. You in the Babylon, he's talking about right now. It ain't nothing but confusion and everything else to you. But she said, Dad, you're going to be delivered. See, now, and now they're telling you that they got a sonic over there in the Vatican City over there, a sonic over there. What's sonic over there for? That's why you confused today. You say, you're going to be delivered. As a matter of fact, you tell me out there, young lion, brother Elder, where it tell you about this rest here, what you think. It talks about our statement here, young lions. I mean, young lion and elder. It talks about a statement that we need to read when he tells you in the book of Micah about something that we need to read. So now, who want to help the old see out that we can read in 2 verse number 10? What it says, thank you, Mother Z. 2 verse 10. Mother Z said, look, just go to 2 verse 10 for time's sake and keep it moving. All right, Mother Z. Micah 2:10. Mother E, bring it.
Book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 10. arise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction.
You hear what man saying? He told Micah, tell him, arise you. You're going to be in pain, but this is not your rest. This is not your rest. It's going to destroy you. This is polluted. Sunday, Lord God Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord, that is polluted. This is going to destroy you. You're not black, African-American, Negro, color, and supercone. You are the biblical Israelites of the Bible that scattered because of your own doing, but it's time to come out of it. So these pastors that want to make a change, stop calling the people African-American and Negroes and blacks. Call them the children of Israel. That's for the righteous. Now, the young lion got something else on it, but he says, the righteous is going to suffer straight things, but they're going to get to the wise. But then he used another statement there, young lion, about the wicked. What the wicked got coming again there, young lion? See, what do the wicked got coming? According to 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 18, what was told to Ezra that the wicked got coming, that we can read? Then we're going to precept and find out and identify the wicked. You just can't walk into the police station and say, well, the wicked are taking something from me. Here's a shoe. Well, you just say that, you could be talking about me. You just can't say the wicked. You got to put a name on it. See, everything got to have a name to it. Matter of fact, even if you buy some of the stores, you say, I exchange it. Well, give me your receipt. I got to identify with something. Why don't the people give you a receipt of who you really are? It ain't no receipt on African American, Negro, and color. No black February month. That is from Satan the devil on you children of Israel. You got to wake up, wake up, wake up. That's a two-part answer in 218. What's the other part of it, young man? Bring it out.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 18, second part of it, reads, for they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight thing, and yet shall not see the wise.
The wicked is not going to see the wise. So if you wicked, you're not getting into the kingdom. Now, who's the head of the wicked that we can read? See, now you got to preach up your Bible. The head of the wicked that we can read. Now, let's do some precepting, y'all, huh? Let's go. And all you got to do is do some precepting. The game changer when you precept your Bible. You don't precept your Bible, shut your mouth up. Let's go and precept the Bible and see who the wicked is. What kind of Bible would identify everything in this big, this is a big mouth book. If you read some of it, out of the mouth of David, there's a spirit going. Drop this verse down on you. 17th chapter, verse 13. See, when you precept your Bible, you're edifying the people. You're not edifying yourself. Precept the Bible. 17:13, bring it out. Young lion?
The book of Psalms. Chapter 17, picking up at verse number 13. 13 reads, arise, O Yahuwah, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is your sword.
Arise, Yahuwah, disappoint him. Disappoint him. Who is the him? The wicked, which is your sword. So this man is a sword man. He wicked, and he's a sword man. That means he's going to cut you, low every chance he get. He's wicked, and he's the sword man. Now, we're going to the 27th chapter and find out who the sword man is. He's wicked, and he's a sword man. Let's find out why it's hot and heavy, who is wicked and who is the sword man. That's going to cut the children of Israel off on any opportunity he gets. We're going to the 27th chapter of Young Lion, pick up 38, down to 41. Let the Bible tell you the story. If you precept your Bible tell you the story, then you can come out of this captivity. Then the seer can get his path past his ankle for you. But you won't do right. What does it say? Read.
Book of Genesis.
27:38-41.
Book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 38 down to verse 41. Verse 38 reads, Esau said unto his father, Had you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. Esau lift up his voice and weep and wept. Verse 39, And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40. And by your sword shall you live and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. Verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.
You see that? You see how the Bible would tell you, it'll tell you everything you want to know. But you just can't believe it. You won't believe what the Bible says. The wicked is his sword. The wicked got a name. His name is Esau. That is the wicked. That's the start of the wicked, which is a sword. But he just didn't stop there when you precept some more in Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 there, young lion. He didn't just stop there. So you think he's just going to stop at Esau? No, you got to precept your Bible and see who else. Who else? Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Let's see if we get some more.
The book of Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and verse number 4. Verse 3 reads, And I hated Esau and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas Esau and his five sons said, We are in progress. But we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says the Yahuwah of hosts. They shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom the Yahuwah hath indignation forever.
Esau, he and the who? And who?
Esau and his five sons.
And who? And the people. Not only just Esau, and the people. Who he got indignation with forever. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to get me one of Esau's descendants, and I'm going to straighten them up. Yeah. But that's going against scripture. I'm gonna straighten up my Esau. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? When you get your better half as Esau, it's gonna have you so far away from who you really are that you're in trouble. I like to care about that. When you jump up and get somebody from the descendants of Esau, relationship bed partner. You're going to be so far from this Bible that you're going to hate looking at yourself and anybody look like you when they get through with you. You mark my words. Because you'll never hear what you hear in out of take 15. But we always think that our life is like this. Cadillac and somebody look like somebody else, I got it made. That's not true according to the Bible. He's telling you who the wicked is that you can read.
Hallelujah. Well,
got it. Let's get a precept on that. Hey, hell, Mr. Kell, let's get a precept on that. Let's go to Ezekiel 35, verse 5. We're going to Ezekiel 35, verse 5. And we're going to read, do all these life matters. We're going to Ezekiel 35. We know you got the 13 chapter 1 down to verse 11 waiting on. We clear about that, Elder, Mr. Tails. But we're going to make a little slight detour and get back to this wicked. In Ezekiel 35, verse 5, let's read a little bit till we get out. Find out if all this what we've been hearing, black life matter, white life matter, everything's matter. But when you start using the nationality of things, then you see that's incorrect. Ezekiel 35, verse 5. Keep reading that, Elder. Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Ezekiel chapter 35, reading verse number 5. 5 says, because thou had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity sins had an end.
Keep going. Stay on down.
6. Therefore, as I live, saith the 6. Therefore, as I live, saith the Yahuwah, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Since thou hast not hatreds of blood, even blood shall pursue thee. 7. Thus I will make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it that from him that passes out, and him that returneth. 8. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men and thy hills, and in thy valley, and in thy river, and all they fall but are slain by the sword. 9. I will make thee perpetual desolation, and thy cities shall not return. Thou shalt know that I am the Yahuwah. 10. Because thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Yahuwah was there. 11. Therefore, as I live, saith the Yahuwah, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thy envy which thou hast used out of the hatred against them. And I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. 12. And thou shalt know that I am the Yahuwah, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, they are laid desolate, that they are given to us to consume. 13. Thus with thy mouth ye have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. 14. Thus saith Yahuwah, when I make the whole earth rejoice, I will make thee desolate. 15. And thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate. So will I do unto thee, and I will be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it. They shall know that I am the Yahuwah.
Wait a minute, Elder. In verse 14, can you help those see out? I want to make sure this national audience understand what's going on. Can you help those see out about verse 14? What does verse 14 say? Verse 14. 14. Hold on a minute. You know, the pastors and everybody talks about everybody getting together, every life matters and everything, all that good stuff. When you read the prophecy of the Bible and you hear the elder bring out verse number 14, let's analyze this verse 14 once the elder read it one more time. Verse 14, Elder.
14 says,
thus saith the Yahuwah, when the whole world rejoice, I will make thee desolate.
What's that supposed to mean? Who won't take a shot at that? Who won't take a shot at that verse 14?
When everybody happy and dancing around, he gonna make them sad as he can make them.
Who's the deal? Who's the deal?
Those that have boasted against him, and he heard them.
Yeah, who is they? Okay, if I go to the police station, say them just went in my pocket and taking my money. See, yeah, we see your pocket is empty. You ain't got no money, but you me around outside and go look for the them. Can you give me some more besides the them? Who won't take that verse? Who is the them that we can read? Who won't take that verse? I mean, you know, like pin the tail straight up. Who's the them that when the whole world rejoices, when everybody's happy again? Matter of fact, hold that point, Mother. Hey, Marie, give me Proverbs 28, verse 1 and 2. Let's see if we tie this in. Let's see if we tie this in. Let's get a precept with this. So I need to know, I need what's called pin the tail on the donkey. Straight up. Who is when the whole world is happy? Who is the them that's going to get the shout part of this day? I need to know so I can say, report on, I know who you are. So it's all said and done. The them ain't going to be where the them is at. Proverbs 28, 1 and 2. Is that what I want? God, I'm on 28. Make it 29, Mother. Thank you, Mother Z, again. Make it 29 of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs there, Mother He, in the 29th chapter, can you help those kids out because I'm got happy because you're getting ready to read me some 29 verse 1 and 2. What does it say that the whole world can hear you read 29 verse 1 and 2? What does that say, Mother?
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. He that being often reproved, harden his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Verse 2.
Hold that point, Mother. So, Mother, what you just got through reading, he says, he that being often reproved, harden his neck. See, sometimes when you reprove them, rebuke them or correct them, they'll stiff their neck, Mother. So you got to watch the one when you show them that they're in error, according to the scripture, but they will stiff their neck. He said, now, if you do that, you will be suddenly be destroyed, that without remedy. So you keep that spirit up where you continue to bulljive the people with this February month, talking about some African-American and Negroes, you bull-jiving the people.
Hallelujah. Well,
when the whole world rejoice, if you teaching that bull-jive stuff, you going down with them. Now, watch what Mother read in verse 2.
Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear ruler, the people mourn.
Now, when the righteous get it in the power, authority, what's going to happen, Mother, according to verse 29?
Yeah,
what they going to do?
They going to, people going to rejoice.
Gonna when the righteous get in power, they going to rejoice. So what's the second part of this right here? But what?
But the wicked.
But when what? Yeah.
Okay. But when what now?
But when who?
When the wicked says the people mourn.
So what kind of shape we in right now, according to verse 29? Which one is us? Which one is the children of Israel, according to verse 29? Who helped Hosea out? Which one is who?
The righteous is the children of Israel.
And who are the wicked?
And the wicked is Esau and his five sons and the people.
So he made who judges? Who were the judges? According to verse 1.
He said he was talking to all the church, all Israel.
And how many is all Israel that we can read in verse 23?
Verse 23, read. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 23. And the same pleased me well. And I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe.
Hey, that's something. You see, you know, this is Bible. See, this is Bible study. See, you got to know these things. You got to know what's going on. If you're going to talk about the history month or whatever, tell the people who they are, because the one that's mourning, that's in bad shape, is the children of Israel, children of the book. And the one in power is the wicked. And the wicked going to be in power until you wake up. And the wicked got a name. Esau and his five sons. They the head of all the wicked. And that's translated today as the white man and the white woman. They the one run the world. The white man and the white woman. Until you wake up. That's the wicked according to the Bible. He pointed it out to you how they going to roll. And they're going to be jumping you until, wake up. Now, let's find out how long that he goes. No, I'm going to leave that alone because I want to come back to 13 because I want to get in my Lee Collins book. For a minute. I want to see I can continue. I like to do what I do. And if you like to do what you do, you're going to do it better. You're going to do it right. Now, come on back to that 13th chapter, Elder. I need to know that before you read the 13th chapter, hey, Mother E, give me that 2 Samuel 8, verse 3. Give me 2 Samuel 8, verse 3. Then Elder Mr. Tibbs, have me Jeremiah 13, verse 1. Wait on me. What is it in 2 Samuel 8, verse 3, that Mother?
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 3. 2 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 3. David's mother also had desired to spawn of Rahab, king of Zebat. As he went to recover his border at the river Euphrates.
Wait a minute. What is our border? Where is our border again, Mother?
Euphrates. The river Euphrates.
Hey. That's where our border's at. What are you going to talk about? Our borders, when you go on your map, your Google map, and you bring up that, you know, that Euphrates, I think it runs north and south. Big old long river runs north. And it holds the kings of the east, China and all of them. You know, that water kind of separates them. That was to your border. That was to your border that way. See, your border goes all the way up to the Euphrates River. That is your border. You talking about a 40 acres and a mule, the children of Israel borders go all the way up to the Euphrates River. David recovered that border all the way to the Euphrates. And then his son, Mother, in the 8th chapter, get what his son did. After David done all the good work, then his son, he done something that we can read. Look what his son did in 1 Kings chapter 8, Mother. Let's see what his son did. And so we know we go up to the Euphrates. And what the other direction we go to? 1 Kings chapter 8, 65 and 66. First Kings 8, 65 and 66. Mm-hmm.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 65 and verse 66. Verse 65 reads, Verse 65 and verse 66. And at that time, Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hemet unto the river of Egypt. Before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. Verse 66, on the 8th day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went into their tent, joyful and glad of mind for all the goodness that the Yahweh had done for David, his servant, and for Israel, his people.
Hey, mother, who is the Almighty's peoples, according to verse 66? Who is the Almighty's people? You're the one up, up, and away. Who is his peoples? According to the last two lines in verse number one. Who
is Israel? Israel, his people.
What about this African American and Negro and color? What about that?
See, that don't work with the book open.
See, that's the point we make. That don't work with the book open. His peoples is Israel, and your land went up to the Euphrates, to that river. Your land went up to the river Egypt. They call it now. You know, where past they put that Nile in there. Your land went up to the Egypt. You got more land you can shake a stick at, but you're not taught right. Up to Egypt. Remember, you was all the way up to the river Egypt. You had all types of everything going for you there. You was all up to the Euphrates. You was everywhere. That is your portion of your land, but if you don't know who you are, you're not gonna never find it. You're going to think you just from Arkansas or something, from West Arkansas. That's it. Because you talk wrong about these Christian pastors. They don't talk some Bible. Now, come on, Elder. Come on in that 13th chapter, verse 1. Now, he's going to tell Jeremiah about some things. And let's see what he says. We can read, Elder. We're going to Jeremiah 13, verse 1. Then we're going to get into this book called Lee Comics. I want to get back into Lee Comics for a minute. I just want to show you something. You know, it's a disgrace that these leaders you pay your tithes, free will offerings, and donation to. They haven't taught you anything that can help you for time today. And all I got to do is read the book. Or come sit over in the minister of the Sixth Anointed Captain and learn something to help your people. Come on, Elder. 13, pick up the best one. Let's read a little bit.
Oh, my
goodness. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 13, reading from verse 1. 1 says, thus says Yahweh unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle, and put it on thy loins, and put it not in water. 2, so I got a girdle according to the word of Yahweh, and put it on my loins. 3. And the word of Yahweh came unto me the second time, saying, 4. Take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of a rock. 5.
Hold that point, Elder. Wait till the sea to go and put the girdle there. Go hide it where?
Hide it there in a hole on a rock.
Euphrates. Excellent. Young lad, Euphrates. So go to, see, you had a straight shot, and you look at that 36 acres of granite rock, and that, is that going to be the children of Israel then? Man, you know how many borders they got in between that? Your land go all the way up to the Euphrates. It go up to the Euphrates. It go all the way up to Egypt. I hear you, Mother Z. Don't worry, we getting ready for you, Inshallah. Let me get a couple more little shots in, Mother Z. Mother Z said, it's time for me to get in there now. You've been holding the hammer down too long already. Give me something, okay? Hold on, Mother. You're coming up. So now you see, we had access from all the way to the Euphrates with no problem. He said, go and put a girdle, hide in the sand, in the rocks, go to the Euphrates. So you had no problem going to the Euphrates. Let the people over the land try to go anywhere near the Euphrates. You can't go get near that thing now. Now, verse 5. Come on, Elder, verse 5.
Verse 5 says, so I went and hid it by Euphrates, as the Yahuwah commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that the Yahuwah said unto me, arise and go to Euphrates, and take the girdle which I had from hence which I commanded thee to hide there. 7. When I went to Euphrates and dig and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it, and behold, the girdle was Maris, and it was profitable for nothing. 8. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, 9. Thus says the Yahuwah, after this manner I will mar the pride of Judah, and the great pride of Jerusalem. 10. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their hearts or minds, and walk after other Yahuwahs to serve them and to worship them, even as be the girdle which is good for nothing. 11. For as the girdle cleaveth.
Hold on, Elder. Okay. He says, now this thing was about a girdle. He said, go down and take this girdle, he said, put on your loins and go down to the parade. Go on out there. You take that girdle off now and hide in the rock. And going back west. Going back some more. Go back. They also said, go back now and go get that girdle now. So he went back and got the girdle he hid up on the rock. He said, this girdle is marred. This girdle, it's all messed up. It ain't no count. It's messed up. He said, yeah. You see how that girdle all messed up? He said, the people of the book, the children of the Jews, it's going to be just like this girdle. Good for how many? So what is due to good for, according to verse number 10?
Good for
go
nothing. Ahead,
don't say out. He good for nothing. The children of Israel, the lead tribe, Judah, is good for nothing. He said, you're just like that girdle that has been marred, you good for nothing. You won't teach the people nothing. You're taking their tithes, free will offering, and donations, and you ain't taught them nothing. He said, you just like this girdle, marred, ain't good for nothing. You don't tell me on the wrong day, Sunday. You don't tell them that they're headed by the Christian church, the Catholic church, the Latter-day Saints. All of them come up under the Catholic Church. Now, do all that. Now, let's go find out what's the history about that. Now, come on, young line. Let's see if we run into this book called The Negro Part 4, The Missing Link by Lee Comets. Let's see if we do a little history reading. Let's see if we do a little history reading on some things. We're going to get a little history. Start at verse number. Chapter 5, page 15. You know, let's see. Let's see where I want to want to start at. But let's see what's going on here, because we out of order everywhere. Let me see what I want to get. Stay in the line of what that woman said about how the Christian, the Catholic Church, have duped us so bad. Let's find out something on the way of finding out something. Let's see, for time's sake. Let's go to page 21. And let's read something in 21 where it talks about the Catholic Church. Let's pick it up. Let's pick it up where it says the Catholic historian. Radcliffe Barnett. Now this is a Catholic. See, remember, a lot of things that was written, it wasn't for black eyes, it was for white eyes. See, you went to school, college, and graduated and everything. You never told these things. But if you get ready to read what the Catholic historian T. Radcliffe Barnett. What did he say that we can read? Let's listen to what he say. He talking to white eyes, not black eyes. Huh? Let's see if he say that. Let's read a little bit, young line. Where young line at?
Reading the Negro Question Part 4, The Missing Link, by Lee Conlon. Picking it up on page 21. Page 21, read. Catholic historian T. Wycliffe Barnett. The Scots keep the Sabbath as some traditional Irish custom. Page 21. To understand the hidden dynamics of this great mystery, I had to bring up this Sabbath information. I inserted this information into this chapter to show you that when Cromwell deported the black Irish, got in British.
Hold that point. Now his name is you know, all you know how to go on your computer, his name is Oliver Cromwell. Now Oliver Cromwell was elected by the Parliament. Oliver Cromwell is the one that the Parliament of Britain elect to be the spokesman. And he was to go tooth and nail against Charles the First. Cromwell is the one that brought Charles the First up the king for treason. Cromwell is the one that wrote in the document that the king is up for treason and to have his head cut off. So a king head was cut off. It was Charles the First. Do you know who Charles the First is? Charles the First is James, King James' son, that take it over for him. So this history you don't know. Oliver Cromwell had his head cut off, a king's head cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became the next thing as the Lord Protector of Great Britain, England, London, everything. He was the head man. Then he died in 1658. That's when he died. Then they put Charles II back in that rulership. You get an idea that we know what we're talking about, but we're just going to show you about some things that you need to know. But we're going to get something out of this. We're here, and you can do your research on Oliver Cromwell yourself. Put it in your computer and find out about it. But keep reading about it. What did he do? He deported what?
Okay. Picking it back up, he says, Cromwell deported the black Irish. God.
Stop it there. Wait a minute. I thought the Irish was descendants of Esau, the white man. The white woman. No. The first Irish and all the rest of the name was labels that was put on one that ascendeth, and you look up this word called King James Stuart, and the word Stuart means black. It was so many kings of Stuart, and the word Stuart means black. You think you got your name from those that the white man taking your name. All these names that you got now came out of this area right here, and we might read it in this month. So your last name you got right now, you think you got it from the white man, don't you? No. These names that you got right now is coming from here, king right here. We'll tell you more about this king maybe in this lesson or tomorrow, that he ain't who you think he is, his son or the stewards of who you really think they are. We might find out a little bit in this lesson. I don't know. But remember, 3-hour broadcast every night. Let's read a little bit more about it. Come on.
Okay. Deported to Black Irish, Scots, and British Welshmen, that he was actually sending into the captivity the covenant keepers. This is where the nickname Jacobite and Covenanter came from. Not only were these guys Sabbath keepers, but there was a certain prophecy that they satisfied in Deuteronomy 28:64-68. The prophecy said, "And you shall go back into Egypt on ships to be sold as bondmen and bondwomen, and you shall not see the land again. I will get back to the book in 1 minute, but I want you to wrap your mind around this imagery for 1 moment. Yada Judah was coming into the slave trade from West Africa, and the blacks from Ireland, Scotland, and Wales were coming into the slave trade from Europe. We have two different groups of blacks being fused together and dumped into the slave colony as one people."
You see that? Now, you hear the man saying? He said, why you always talk about a West Coast slave trade? What about the same trade that was happening to the same people, but the peoples of Judah? We're not talking about the Judah. We're talking about, remember, two sets of Judah tribes. One from Zorah, one from Perez. Twin sons. Both of them, Judah had a twin. He had twin boys. One named Perez, one named Zorah. Zorah is the one that King James came out of. So he Judah also. They was in the northern world. You never talk about the slave trade that came out of Europe that was sent to America. You don't know where you come from. The name that you got right now, McDonald's, Johnson, Mays, Stewart, all these names coming from the highlands of Scottish people, the children of Judah in the land. But remember, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, that's on this side. Zorah came to the northern world. King James came out of Zorah. Why you not teach none of this? Read a little bit more. Let's turn over a little bit. So you got a big slave trade that came out of Europe. And they were the one that was locked together. Now let's see where he go to on verse 22, come on. Okay. Where it says,
verse 22. Page 22. From this map, you can see that the original name of the slave coast was the Kingdom of Yada Judah. And to the left of Yada Judah was the Ashanti. The Ashanti in their history states that they were the tribe of Levi. There's a population from Louisiana State University called Creole, New Orleans, in which the author writes on page 67 that 6 ships came from Yada Judah, landing 464 slaves at the month of the Mississippi. On page 69, he states that all the nations of Europe had a port at Judah. But as great as the publication is, the writer didn't possess the knowledge that on those same boats were two groups of black slaves. One group from West Africa.
Wait, hold on, young line, for time's sake. For time's sake. You know, we get it every day. That's why I say, you're going to teach black history. Why don't you teach history? Let's get the LA in for his closing statements and I want to get something about Oliver Cromwell. I want to get something that he did. Let's talk about Oliver Cromwell. You know, they made him head of Parliament. They made him head of the Parliament, and he was the Lord of, you know, he was their hero because he was able to deliver King Charles the First and cut him on the head. You know, mm-hmm. Parliament like that. But I want to go to page 43 there, young man. We go on to and read the top of 43. Read the top in dark black writing and read a little bit. And we get at this tomorrow. But it's like I said again, if you're going to do black history, tell the peoples, talk better than what you talk now. On page 43, can you read a little bit from the top?
Okay. We want to read the page 43. Chapter 4, page 43. Read. Oliver Cromwell in Britain / Wales. In the 17th century, 500,000 Huguenots had been deported from France and were given asylum in Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and the electorate of Palatine by King Charles II. The French were originally a black nation, but after the white English had taken over the country, they either deported or forced the black Frenchmen to leave. History states that while they slept, ships were waiting in the harbor to take them to Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and Palatine, electorate. Why am I mentioning these people? Because they jumped out of the frying pan right into the fire. Once they got off these ships, they were sold into the American colonies. These were the
they
people
were
so
well.
Wait a minute,
wait a minute.
To the
they
American,
were so well.
To the American colonies.
You see, and all you talk about is 1619 from the West Coast. Don't you know slavery started? Slavery started when Cromwell got elected, he cut off King Charles' head, and did all the ones that was knew something. They were shipped somewhere. Go to page 48. Go to page 48 for a minute there. Let's find out where was the black African American Negro that was in Europe, but their name was Judah from the tribe of Zorah. And all the ones is over there, just as many over there as they was over here. And we're going to show you that later. But what did the top of 48 say?
Page 48, read. Captives from Europe.
Captives from Europe. What? Okay, go ahead and read the boxes. The box coming straight down. Scotland, captivity. Watch this now.
Yes. Scottish captivity sent to Barbados.
Boston, Barbados,
Cambridge,
Concord,
Hingham, Ipswich, Virginia, New England,
Virginia. So you know they talk about you. Remember the when Charles the First, King James, they already own this part called Virginia anyway, the 13 colonies. Virginia was, and you thought, and all they tell you about the African Americans first came to Virginia. Wait a minute. No. The ones out of Europe came to Virginia too. So you don't know who nobody is. So how you just go all of a sudden point them at on the west coast of Africa, 12 million, and we found out that Europe had a bigger slave trade because John Oliver Cromwell, from the 60, he died in 1658. But prior to 1658, by the time he cut off King Charles' head, he was running Europe out of there, boy. And memory read over there in Liverpool, you go look up Liverpool. That is the ocean, the land that you was taking from Liverpool. Remember the early part of the tape? You left from Liverpool coming to every place over here from Europe. Why you never talk about that, Mr. Teacher, preacher? The one that came out of Europe. Huh? A bigger slave trade came out of Europe. Well, leave it like that. Well, like I said again, sometimes they get away from them. But I want to read one more thing out of this, you know, but this setting of tape 15, and we'll get back on this book a little bit more. We'll talk about this book a little bit more. But I want to bring out one more thing in this book there. I want to read one more thing about this king that his head was cut off. And you can go right on, and look over there. They got a place right now that's over there right now. Let me show you something they got here. And one more little spot I want to bring up. On page 13, read from the top in black letters and come on down a little bit. I don't want to say nothing. I just want you to read out of Lee Comyn's book. And if he's wrong, you can sue his family and everything in verse 13. Let's find something where it says on top of page 13.
All right. Picking it up on page 13 out of Lee Comyn's book, The Negro Question, Part 4, The Missing Link. Page 13 reads, King Charles II, King of the Scots.
So he was King of the Scots. King Charles, remember, after they found out that it wasn't going to work, they remember King James had died, his son Charles I taking his place. Then a whole lot of stuff happened. Slavery happened. Then they went and got this guy right here, King James II. I mean, King Charles II. But what happened, what Charles I, guess what he did? With all his knowledge, his father taught him, you know what he married? He married a Roman Catholic woman. So he married remember, Oliver Cromwell, he was a protester, a Protestant. So the Protestant was most of the people's, but King Charles I, he married a Catholic woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you know where his mind went. So he had left what his father taught. So he got him a cat. That's why you got to know who with you. You mess around and you learn who you are, and you end up with a good Christian woman. But she's going to duke your brain up all over the place. Because she's not going to, and the same thing happened to Charles. Charles got confused because she was, she done the same thing that Delilah did to, when she told Samson, why you won't tell me where your strength at? You worried me to death, Samson. I need to tell my people where your strength at, but we can deliver you up. See that? See? And his father told him, can't you find a woman of your own stop it? You know? Why? No, you get up for me, because you do what I like. You see what happened? That same thing happened to got him a Catholic woman. And when he got a Catholic woman, his mind went another direction. You had left the covenant of your father. See? So now you was prime target, and the Protestant went against the Catholics. And then they delivered him up and cut his head off. But you know that later. So you can look up and find out what, you know, how did this man get this power? But I want to read one more thing in it. We're going to bring the mother in. Bring our mother in. I want to read one more thing about somebody, about this. One more thing. And I'll do it tomorrow, we'll get on it real good. But look, time always get away when we trying to show you something. If you're going to do Black History Month, why don't you tell the people who they are and tell them that you once was, even over there in Europe, Germanic land. You was kings, you run everything. You in Liverpool, they ship you out by the millions to America. They ship you out to America. We just read a little bit. We read a little bit in page 29. We'll stop right here. It's coming 29 now, young line. We'll get a little bit more tomorrow. Since we honest, they ask us why you ain't talking nothing on Black History Month. Why you think I ain't talking nothing on Black History Month? Pick up on page 29 from the top there. Pick up in dog writings. Dog writings on 29, page 29. Let's see what he says in on page 29, dog writing. Read that.
All right, page 29, read. These are some of the black ice that came here on slave ships directly from Europe. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Hold on, they're alive. Wait a minute. They was who? They done what?
The black Irish that came here on slave ships directly from Europe.
Well, I thought if you're black, you're African. I thought all my life, I thought once you're black, you're African. See that? See, all blacks is from Africa. Wait a minute. We're about the one from Europe. And then we'll go in the Bible tomorrow and read about the one that came out of Asia. We gonna, you know, forget it. Go ahead and read.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Scots-Irish or the Welsh Brits are the same people, according to Boyd Dawkins. Our earliest ancestors, when the English invaded England in 449 A.D., they pushed the black English west into Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. Mr. Boyd Dawkins further states that by 677 A.D., the whites, now called themselves English, have pushed these blacks on to a land that cannot sustain them. Whoever you are on the other side of this book, this is the real history of the world. What you have been taught and exposed to is pure nonsense. The so-called royals and the elite read from a different set of books. They read these types of books while they give you the watered-down version of history. That's why they have royal libraries and national archives. They walk around with the real wealth of the earth while you walk around with the lies.
Wait a minute. That's it. Stop right there. While you walk with the what? And what we got? What we got from the Christian pastors on Sunday, Lord God of Jesus, all we got is what?
A lie.
Lie. That's all we got is lies. You're paying your tithes free will often. Man, they just lying to you. They lying to you everywhere. You're always coming from Africa. If you're black, you come from Africa. You got more blacks over there in Europe. You have most slave ships came out of Liverpool. You look up the word Liverpool. That big island where all the slaves were packed in like sardines and taken to every spot. Liverpool. Look it up. That's what you can probably find out. And that's the man. Listen, preacher. I'm going to give you a tithe, free will offering donation. But why don't you teach us something besides African American and Black Lives Matter? We're going to stop it right there. Hey, Mother Z. Come on the microphone, Mother Z. And Yahuwah BJSC Radio.
Yahuwah bless and keep this here, Israel, the royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, we don't talk to a lot of good stuff on there. And whatever you want to add to this national audience on K-15, take your time, you and the clock, come on.
I'm going to read some out of Ezekiel chapter 3. I'm going to start reading at
verse, let's see, at verse 17, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, and I'm going to read some of it. It's a lot, but I'm not going to read it all. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore, hear the words at my mouth and give them warning from me. Verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thus shall surely die, and you give him or her not warning, neither speak to one the wicked of his or her ways to save him, save his or her life, the same wicked man shall die in his sin, iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Verse 19, yea, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wicked, neither from his wicked ways, he shall die in his sin, iniquity, that thus has delivered thy soul. Verse 20, and when a righteous man do turn from his righteousness and commit sin, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thus has not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteousness sin not, and he do not sin, he shall surely live, because he is one also, thus has delivered thy soul. Verse 22, and I'm going to stop right here. And the hands of the Yahweh, which was thus upon me, and he said unto me, arise, go forth into the place, and I will then talk with you. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah, there, Mother Z. We'll catch you on the special edition call Thursday evening. All right, I hear Mr. Tibbs, Israel. Come on with your closing statement and who bring this broadcast. Take your time and give your closing and let them know who bring the broadcast. Come on. Hey, Mr. Tibbs. Dear Israel, we're going to mute somebody on what you just got through doing. The elder mute for the rest of the broadcast. All right. Your radio station. That's why one thing about it. Land school, banquet hall, understand one thing. You've been duped. Your pastors need to. You know, if I was sitting in a ministry that's not for the 6 million camps, I would make my pastor sit down and listen. Say, listen, pastor, why you study teaching us this Christianity stuff and Lord God and Jesus and we come out of the 1690 slave ship? We don't know where we come from. And these names we got is the white man's name. That's not true. Every name that you got, taking it after you got here, you have them names already. Let's get a case in point. Young line, let's get page 5, then we'll bring mother in and get her closing statement. Come back to page 5 again. Now, the white historians, they talk among themselves. And they're going to make a statement. You got an ear to hear? Once you hear what they got to say on page 5. Pick it up around about Iberia. Real fun of professor around about in the dark line up under. Pick it around about at the bottom. What they say that we all can hear together? Page 5.
Page 5 in Iberia?
Yeah, pick it up at Iberia. Iberia is another name for Hebrew. It's coming out of the word called Eber. So that would mean. But what about it?
Okay. Iberia. Basket black bones have been found. Iberian black bones have been found all over Europe with his animals.
Hold that point. Let me say. So black bones out of Liberia, you know what Liberia, what's taking the place of Liberia today? You know all you big dignitaries. That was called Portugal and Spain. Portugal and Spain was Ebro, Liberia, the Hebrew and all that. That whole land was called Liberia until Esau came over and broke it down to Portugal and Spain. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. You knew that all the time, right? You got some degrees, right? You knew that all the time. That was a big landmark, and that was the land of Eber. That was Eber's land. And from there, you got the word Hebrew and everything else. You knew it already, right? Good. Read verse where it says one. One.
You said where it says one?
Yeah, right there. One. Right up under, over Europe with his animals. One. I have. Same thing. I have. One.
Oh.
I have.
Okay. I have inserted the writings of 8 English white historians to show you that our white brothers, who were closest to the epic center, didn't have a problem in telling the truth about the original inhabitants of Europe. These Welshmen, Britons, Irishmen, Frenchmen, Russians, Germans, Italians, Swedes were in Europe thousands of years before the English arrived in 449 A.D. And this will be proven by the writings of one Professor Boyd Dawkins, Professor of Geology of Manchester University, London. Professor Boyd Dawkins was invited to speak in the public hall in Manchester, London, January 18, 1879. And in his lecture, he gives a detailed account of the people who originally inhabited Europe. And without blushing, this is what he said.
What did he say?
Professor Boyd Dawkins, Professor of Geology, Manchester University, London, 1879, Our Remote Ancestors, page 95 to 106. The original people of Britain, France, Spain, and England were short black men of about 5 feet 6 inches in height. They were in England when our fathers, white English, invaded the land in 449 A.D. Our fathers were a warlike.
Stop it there. When did the sons of Esau, the white man, invade the land? What year?
449 A.D.
Ain't that something? And that's when they brought in the English. Camilla. Nobody spoke no English language. So that's when they got English over there in Europe. Here when they come. Your own white professors. Big dignitary professor said, listen, these are on of the white eyes. We didn't even get over there to 449 A.D., and we weren't brought the English language over to them. They knew nothing about no Lord God and Jesus and Allah and Buddha. They didn't know nothing about that. Here go the record. Here's big scholars telling you that before our parents got there, the white man and the white woman, and we arrived in the northern world in 449 A.D. So they brought the English language. They brought the Jesus, the Lord, the God then, because they didn't speak English. See, listen, they didn't speak English. English come from Latin. Latin come from Greek, stuff like that. The people didn't even speak this thing. That language been imposed on you, English. So here they coming over to the northern world, and he said majority of people is around about 5 feet, 5 and 6. What are you talking about? He's talking about Japhetic people. Japhetic people was there. Judah was there. Remember, Solomon been over there, had priests and natives there since 1000 B.C. So you don't know, you don't have a clue with this everybody's black is Africans. What about over in Europe? The white man, Esau, didn't get there to 449 A.D. He had just came out the caves. He was just coming out the caves in 449 A.D. He was over there in the caves, skinning and grinning and braving like a bunch of jackasses over there, according to Job chapter 31 through 8. See, if you're going to talk, why don't you talk Bible? When you read Job 31 through 8, he could tell you how Esau was sounding. He was sounding like a bunch of jackasses. And Job was prophesizing about it. And Job chapter 31 through 8, we ain't going there. So now, the white man got there in 449. So that's when he got there. So we just going to stop it right there and bring Mother Z in. And we'll get one verse in the closing statement there, Mother. Look at 2 Samuel 6:21 and closing statement, Mother. Let's go to 2 Samuel, Mother E. And we'll be back on again at 6 o'clock. See, so much information. We just don't know where to start. We start anywhere. You know, because all of it, listen, you've been taught wrong. But until you come clean, until you make them pastors the one you pay your tithes, free will offering, donations, come clean. Why you don't teach us nothing? That's why we all messed up today. Because of you. 2 Samuel 6:21. And close the statement there, Mother. Come on.
The book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verse 21. And David said unto Micah, it was before the Yahweh which chose thee, before your father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Yahweh, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So David said he was over a people by what name? He said Yahweh put him over a people. What is their name, Mother? Let's see if their name is African American and Negro in color. What was David over by the strong hand of the mighty one? Who was David over according to 6:21 and the closing statement?
Over Israel.
Mm-hmm. Over Yahweh's peoples, Mother. Mm-hmm. Over Yahweh's peoples is Israel. See, the Almighty made a choice. You got to make a choice. His people, he was over Yahweh's people. And who is Yahweh's people? According to Israel. Got nothing to do with no African-American, Negro, and color. Nothing. Nothing to do with African-American, Negro, and color. You know, the name that you, Christian, that don't work with the Bible. That's why you never hear it. Come on, Mother, give us a close statement, Mother. Take your time, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the special edition called Thursday Evening. What your closing statement is, Mother, is all yours, and come on.
Okay, thank you, praising Yahweh for the class, and thank you, praising Yahweh for the ones that's listening.
I'm thanking and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And I'm going to read a few verses out of Numbers chapter 22. And I'm going to start at verse 28. And the Yahweh opened the mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, but now would I kill thee. Verse 30. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast rid ever since I was thine until this day? Was I even want to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Yahweh standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. 23. And the angel of the Yahweh said unto him, wherefore hast thou thus smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverted before me.
Hallelujah. Okay, we'll get you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. In your line, let's read one verse there, your line. We're going to turn over your clothes. Let's see what it says in the book of Psalms 105, verse 6 through 10, in the close of the day. We'll get you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. for Thursday. Special edition called Thursday Evening. We'll talk some more. Remember, stop talking that slave trade that's coming out of West Africa. But you got that name wrong. What about the millions that came out of Japanic land, what you call Europe? And the ones that you call Europe was black folks. Even the white scholars tell you that. So when you call yourself a European, who are you talking about? Truthfully. Let's read Psalm 105, 6 through 10, and close them that young line. It's up to you now. Take it all in. Take your time after you read 6 through 10. Take your time. Come on, y'all.
All right. The book of Psalms, chapter 105, verse 6 down to verse 10. Verse 6 reads, O you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Israel, his chosen. Verse 7. He is the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah. His judgments are in all the earth. Verse 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Verse 9, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath with Isaac. Verse 10, and confirmed the same unto Israel for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
Israel got an everlasting covenant. There's no covenant with African American, Negro, and color, and black life matters and white life matters. That don't work with the book open. He got a covenant forever with the children of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they can come back to it, but they got to do right. Young line, take your time. Close it out. Take all the time you want. It's all on you. Come on.
All right. Well, thank Yahweh for another blessed day to be able to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for opportunity in life to meet the spirit, Israel, of C. Roy. Be ready to learn on this wise counsel. Thank you, Yahweh, for a wife and children to raise in the word of Yahweh. Thank Yahweh for our elders. Thank you, Yahuwah, for our mothers. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the teachers and all the 60 million camps. Thank you, Yahuwah, for all the brothers and sisters in 60 million camps, and also for, thank you, Yahuwah, also for just another blessed day. So I want to read something out of the book of Psalms. Pick it up at verse number 136. Psalm was picking up at verse 36, 136, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, "Oh, give thanks unto Yahuwah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Verse 2. "Oh, give thanks unto Yahuwah, of Yahuwah, for his mercy endures forever." Verse 3. "Oh, give thanks to Yahuwah,